When we think of the reputation of Edward I, 19th century characterisations of him as an English Justinian lack purchase on our thinking because classical models have faded from the public consciousness, and even law students get very little legal history in their degree programmes. Patrick McGowan's portrayal of him in the historically ludicrous film Braveheart probably gets close to a postmodern colonial image of the wicked imperialist, popular in Scotland and Wales and amongst the English of right-thinking views. Contemporaries made more of his resemblance to the biblical Jewish hero Judas Maccabeus, and this probably accounted for the decorative scheme of the Palace of Westminster, rebuilt shortly after Edward's death. But like Justinian, Judas Maccabeus provides no convenient spark of recognition. And yet, there have to date been 8 Edwards since the conquest, 2 more, of course, than George, which shows the abiding significance of this first Edward since the conquest on the way in which the English view their own past. Historians' opinions nowadays are much more mixed. His 3-time biographer, Michael Presswich, says what is not so clear is whether he was a man of great vision, which has to be the perfect example of damning with faint praise. Edward seems to have been considered by contemporaries to be, or to have been, unreliable. His early career showed him swapping sides frequently. His life, in many ways, was typical of that of a medieval king and aristocrat. His interests were in warfare, the crusade, hunting. And yet, during the course of his reign, there is a whole raft of legislative initiative, of statutes unmatched by any predecessor in the Middle Ages, and indeed by any of his successors.